Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People. Them guys.
The legendary them.
The armada, probably not down with the mamas and papas, but what do I know? It could be.
It is great to see, well, here. It's good to be in a position to be seen and heard once again. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're well. The Rob Brown Show
is on your radio. I just want to say sabotage works both ways. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know.
No, I mean, if you play it backwards, the Beastie Boys sound real funny. So it doesn't really work both ways.
What?
Sabotage. Okay. It's too early. I can't do all that yet.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that. You'll blow your voice out.
Yeah,
for sure.
You ain't wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, great to be with you. Rob Brown Show on your radio. This is the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown. The other seductive voice that you hear this morning is, of course, that of the great one, Lonzo, sitting on the other side of the board this AM. The Padawan Brandon in here as well. Spent quite a bit of time talking what quarterback are we going with in the draft for the Panthers. And then, by the time that I reached the loving halls of the Bon Secours Wellness Arena on Friday night for a hockey game, it was pointed out to me that the Carolina Panthers had made a
water on this fire, but you can't. It's going to burn till the whole thing is consumed. CJ Stroud, baby. Yeah.
So that was the initial thought, that CJ at the Cats will roll the dice, and that may still possibly potentially be true. Though it is not a guarantee. Because now there just depends on what quarterbacks they love, like, or dislike. The popular thought has been, whether its accuracy is true, the popular thought has been that Carolina is deeply in love with the raw athleticism of one Anthony Richardson.
Stop it! Stop it!
If that is correct.
Heresy.
If that is correct, the Cats could trade back as far as
who can get you wins.
Here's why. There's two reasons. The first one is,
I hope this is all work towards me, and I hope you don't really believe that.
And I am being quite serious with this. The first reason you trade up to one is that one was the only spot that was available. That's it. You're not going to see the Houston Texans trade back. You can't go to number two. I don't see why the Arizona Cardinals wouldn't trade back, but they may have love for a guy like Will Anderson, like Jalen Carter, that they say, we don't want to drop any further back, because any further back than five, and you take the risk that your guy's off the board. The fact that we have made it this deep into draft season and the Cardinals have yet to be even discussed as a potential dance partner, when we know the value of quarterbacks in this draft is inflated, they may not have been able to get to number three with Arizona. And the Colts sitting at number four are in that quarterback sweepstakes. So Indy is not moving back. The best you could have done is maybe try to jump to number five, but that doesn't really make a lot of sense Because, A, you run the risk that Arizona on draft day takes the risk and moves out of three, and now you're screwed. You spent all that money to get to five, and the only thing you're going to get out of it is a great defensive player. Or Arizona stays where they are. They take a defensive player, but Richardson comes off the board at four, and you're sitting there with Will Levis as your only option. The second reason that they may trade up to one and then rock backwards and still select Anthony Richardson is that while the floor is currently lower than Stroud or Young, it is not an uncommon belief at this point that the ceiling for Richardson is higher than Stroud or Young. You are starting with less. You are starting with an uncut gem that lacks polish. It's going to need a lot of work. But the belief is that with the right coaching, with the right mentality, with the right mentoring from a veteran quarterback, it is possible, I'm not going to say probable, but it is possible that Anthony Richardson going, what was it, 6'4", 244 with the 4.44 40. Anthony Richardson is faster than Young and Stroud. He is significantly larger and faster than both Stroud and Young. And again, workout warriors are a cautionary tale. But Anthony Richardson was spinning the bean better at the combine than Stroud and Young.
No, he was not.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched all of it.
Anthony Richardson had the best deep ball at the combine.
No, he didn't.
He absolutely did.
No, he didn't. That's a matter of opinion.
Sure.
And my opinion is that your opinion is wrong.
It's a hell of an opinion. Anthony Richardson, according to some analyst, had the best deep ball at the combine. So you would be rolling the dice there that Frank Reich, a guy noted for his ability to work with quarterbacks at the league level, is going to be the correct mentor and coach that could take Anthony Richardson, a guy that has a ceiling, if you believe this, I do, a ceiling, a talent level, to make him better than Stroud and Young, as opposed to a guaranteed higher floor in Stroud and Young, but not quite as guaranteed a higher ceiling. But again, all of that is dependent on, is anybody willing to move backwards?
They don't have to be willing because they're not going to do it. This sounds like, and I'm not going to throw up the conspiracy music because it's not. This is like sour grapes from the people, maybe someone in this room, who didn't think they should trade up to number one, and then later changed their mind and said they should change up to number one, and they did. They traded up to number one to get the quarterback of the future, which is C.J. Stroud. I forget which coach. There was a big article.
Bryce Young, you are going to have a meltdown.
I probably will. Which would I have more of a meltdown on? If they draft Richardson, I'd probably have more of a meltdown on. Bryce Young will be hidden by those huge linemen. No one will ever see him. And he still will be taller than Kyler Murray. It just sounds like people trying to find a reason why they wouldn't take C.J. Stroud. And I read an article and I forget which assistant coach it was, but there's an assistant coach on, and it might be the quarterback's coach, on the Carolina Panthers, who's really big on C.J. Stroud, talks about how impressed he was by him. And that, again, could be smokescreen because we're in smokescreen season. But I saw this article like a couple of days ago. All signs point to C.J. Stroud. They don't point to them going up and did whatever those sources are. I think they're being paid by other teams to throw those things out there to make things interesting.
It's always a work with the great.
It definitely is, except for the fact that Carolina went up to get C.J. Stroud. That's not a work.
So the possibility, and let me again underline that, bold it, italicize it, put some asterisks around it. The possibility is there Because what you've created now is a situation where the best two quarterbacks.
By the way, Josh McCown. It's Josh McCown
who is quarterback's coach.
Praised CJ Stroud. So that's not real. What he really meant.
Wait.
What he really meant is he didn't mean CJ Stroud.
Let me play your game.
He's just throwing that out there to throw everybody off because you gotta throw it. You don't throw anybody off. You're one now. You can do whatever you want.
Let me play your game.
It is time.
The Cats sitting at number one have created a world where Indianapolis sitting at 4, Seattle at 5, Vegas at 6, Detroit at 7, Atlanta at 8, all of whom at the very least are interested in a new quarterback, some of them who must find the new quarterback. Understand that is quarterback. And that 5 spot they know is likely available for the taking of a quarterback, but they also know that Levis is the last guy there. So if you are Carolina sitting at 1, you recognize that you could trade back to 3 or 4, still land Anthony Richardson. There is a nightmare scenario where that doesn't happen, which is where you trade back with Indy to 4 on trade day, on draft day. Arizona gets an offer from Detroit, Atlanta, or Vegas that they can't refuse to move to number 3. One of those teams jumps to 3, takes Anthony Richardson off the board, and now at Carolina's number 4 pick, you're stuck with Will Levis, which I don't think they want, right? Gives you indication that they have zero interest in moving out of 3, which I imagine they've done because I imagine Carolina gave them the call before Chicago. Hey, we're happy with any of the top 3 guys, Young, Stroud, or Richardson. We'll move to that spot if you're interested in jumping backwards. And Arizona said no. Speculation at the best. But if Arizona gives you zero indication that they are willing to move out of number 3, then going to number 4 allows you to grab some compensation for some of the picks that you gave to get from 9 to 1 and still land one of the quarterbacks you love in Anthony Richardson. So why would McCown say that? Allow me to attend the Lonzo School of Conspiratorial Thinking. Because if they're going to do that, they've got to convince somebody that CJ Stroud is the real deal. McCown wants Indianapolis to truly believe, my tinfoil hat is on. I'm not saying this is fact. This is the tinfoil hat being on.
Is your tinfoil hat like the Pope's hat? Because you're reaching way above your head.
Yeah, because okay. All of you guys do the 1 point.
When we made them.
Mine looks like Aykroyd and Coneheads, but if his head was made of tinfoil.
Mine looked like the Batman cow. So, I mean, I have video evidence when we made our tinfoil hats.
So, if McCown is trying to get Indy to buy in on CJ Stroud and be less confident picking Richardson or Levis at number 4, these comments would make perfect sense. The only buyer that Carolina can have right now is Indianapolis. That's it. Nobody else can go there without Carolina losing the ability to get a quarterback.
So what you're saying is Frank Reich, who was fired by Indianapolis, would have to deal with the team that fired him. Because I'm sure he has a favorable opinion of dealing with that management team who decided to let him go.
When a relationship goes sour, there are times that you must suck it up. You must pack your pride away. You must put it into a little box and shove it into the closet. And you must say, despite my desire to be prideful here, the best outcome for me, the best outcome for my scenario comes if and only if I allow someone else to feel like they got over on me for a minute and get by. And then I'll be the winner in the long run. If the Carolina Panthers are better because Frank Reich deals with the Colts, then yes, I expect him to call Jim Irsay and go, hey, buddy, water under the bridge. Bygones are bygones. It's a tough business, I know, but.
Do you really believe that's going to happen? Or kind of guy that you go,
Irsay
seems. You're still my guy.
Irsay seems like the dude who wants to be liked, right? There's a clip from The Office where Michael Scott gets asked the question, would you rather be feared or loved? And he said, both. I want you to be scared of how much you love me. Jim Irsay, oh my God, I just hit it. Jim Irsay is the NFL's Michael Scott. That's who he is. He means well. He's a blundering clown sometimes, but he means well, right? It's like the opposite of the NFL's Ted Packer, Roger Goodell. You got to be deep office references to follow along with this show sometimes. So, I'm not saying that the conclusion of all of this is that Carolina trades back from number one to pick some more stuff up. I'm saying if the Carolina Panthers are as enamored with Anthony Richardson as they are rumored to be, then dropping from one to four, unless Arizona is willing to move, but I don't think to move up, sure, but they're not going to be. So instead, the best you can do is four. If you are that interested in Anthony Richardson with a bridge quarterback mentor for a year, then you can drop back to four, get back some of what you gave up to go from 9-1, and still land your guy. If you draft at one, what are you going to do if they draft at one and they take Anthony Richardson first overall? Lonzo's head will pop off his neck.
It will be a dark day in all of the Carolinas because they will have passed again on a quarterback, just like they did with the one in Chicago that a lot of people wanted to get. They will have passed on possibly two quarterbacks that could do pretty week one.
We're going to find out. All I'm saying is there's three options here. You draft Stroud, you draft Young, or you trade back to four and you draft Richardson and you get some of your capital back for the move. Which one am I looking for?
How many more picks do the Panthers have this year?
After they gave away DJ Moore.
They didn't give it away.
They traded away DJ Moore, which we'll come to that here in a minute. The number nine overall, a 2023 second-rounder.
Okay.
First-round pick in 24 and a second-rounder. And by the way,
so
let me say this.
So you lost two picks out of what, eight picks
You really didn't
this
even
year?
Lose a pick. You just flipped in the first round. Right. You really only lost a second-round pick. Yeah. Let me be abundantly clear. With the exception of DJ Moore, this is a great trade.
And all everyone's talking about is what a good deal it is for Chicago, which it is.
It's a great deal for Chicago.
Good for them.
They are still inside the top 10. And now they have DJ Moore, which is
meatball.
I mean, when he just upgraded in quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, he doesn't know how to play with excellence. So we'll see what happens when he plays.
Well,
with excellence.
I don't know that I'm quite ready to declare Justin Fields excellent.
I am.
So the Bears effectively got a first round pick in the form of DJ Moore, a 2023 second rounder, next year's first rounder, and a second rounder in 2025. It's not an awful trade for Carolina. I don't love giving away the best wide receiver, arguably, in the NFC South.
Which
in
was,
order
which was
to,
a better loss, a better trade, getting rid of Christian McCaffrey or getting rid of DJ Moore? Which one hurts more?
McCaffrey. But I also think contextually, both of them were good decisions. Right now, again, I don't love bringing in Stroud or Young and not
where the Panthers end up getting a Ohio State receiver, a pretty good one.
In Jigba?
Yes, I saw a thing where that could.
I don't know how you do that without your second round pick. They could always trade up and make another move and kind of get back into that second round. But I also suspect that the run of quarterbacks possibly could lead to a group of wide receivers coming off to be matched up early.
I think defensive guys go after this.
I think the front end of the draft is going to be very defense heavy. I think the first 16 to 20 picks is going to be a lot of defenders off the board. Then you're going to see a switch over to wide receiver. Don't have the draft yet. We'll come back to that because when we come back, we got to look at the back end of this trade. DJ Moore, one of the favored sons in the Carolinas, is now a Bear. Was that a move that was worth it? DJ Moore, effectively a first-round pick, surrendered alongside next year's first-round pick. Was that the move for the Cats? We'll talk about that. Texter said, I'm not even a Panthers fan, and I'm embarrassed for them. Texter said, how about...
You texters coming at me specifically. You're just doing this because you don't believe that.
No,
we all know what the worst trade in the NFL ever was, and that was Ricky Williams. And we know that. You're not topping that.
All right, we'll top this conversation off when we come back. Texter says, no matter what Carolina does, it's an absolute clown show and hilarious. I'm here for it. We got more texts coming in. We'll respond to those when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So for the record, Carolina does still have a second round pick. They have the pick they acquired during the McCaffrey trade. That is pick number 39 overall.
Hey, Rob, who pointed that out?
The big boss.
I just want to say it's good that he's listening, and I'm sure he's on my side because, you know.
Carolina has pick number 39 overall in round number two. That is compensation for the trade that sent Christian McCaffrey over to San Francisco. They also have a third round pick at number 93 overall. Those will be the next two picks for the Carolina Panthers. Now, there will be a wide receiver there. Is it one of the top tier wide receivers? I don't know. As I mentioned in the last round, the last two round mock that I did, I had most of the guys considered first or early second round receivers coming off in a run. There is quite a need for depth. Now, I will also throw this out there. And I think that this is something that needs to be considered. There is a host of free agent wide receivers that are going to be available. We learned that Adam Thielen is now a free agent. Minnesota made him a cap casualty earlier in the draft. We know that, oh, who's the other one? I had like three and I left them sitting on my office desk. But the point is, there's a handful of Juju Smith-Schuster is likely there. DeAndre Hopkins is on the trade market at this point. So I think there's the potential for, I think the last time I did it, I had five wide receivers come off the board in the first round. But there is the potential for this to be a white hot wide receiver free agency market. So if the Cats decide to go that direction, there's going to be names available if you got the cash to spare.
You know, something else, near the end of the season for the Panthers, and yes, it was turmoil and you didn't know who the quarterback was going to be, DJ dropped off and other guys on the team stepped up. So is there a possibility that maybe Terrace Marshall could be a number one?
Not yet.
I said possibility.
Possibility, yes. Am I banking on TMJ becoming that guy?
With the right quarterback, he has the opportunity to step up. And maybe they think that he is good enough that they could let DJ Moore go and then get a good number two later on in the draft.
The problem you have with TMJ is that he's not a down-the-field speed receiver. He's a red zone, big, tall guy. He's a guy you toss it up to and let. He's Mike Thomas. He's a slant guy, right? You're gonna get 6 to 7 yard receptions and a big red zone weapon. You've still got to have somebody stretch the field. Now we saw Laviska Shenault, the former Jag, week three against the Saints. He smoked them for like a 67-yard TD that effectively changed that game and put the momentum into Carolina's court. He's got that down the field capability. But he's not the most trustworthy guy with the ball sometimes. So overall, there is still the need for Carolina to end up with a number one wide receiver. The point that I'm making here is that if he's not there, if that guy is not there for Carolina sitting at number 39 overall in the second round, do you grab one before the draft? Free agency starts in 2 days, and I would say that decision needs to be made before Wednesday morning.
All right, I just looked up Pro Football Focus's projections as far as receivers go, and they have Jackson Smith and Jigba going early day two. So if he's available early day two, maybe with a little bit of help, the Panthers can move up and get him, if that's the guy they want. And they have him ranked fifth out of the receivers available. So if four other guys go ahead of him, how many teams are going to pick one of these guys, the receivers, in the first round?
Like I said, I think the last one I did, I had five off the board in the first round, and he was one of them. I think at the very end, I want to say he was like 31st or 32nd off the board, but I don't have him making it that far.
Classically, there's a guy who drops in the draft and drops into the second round that shouldn't be there, and maybe he's that guy.
See, with the focus on quarterbacks and the focus on wide receivers to accompany them, I think you're going to see a wide receiver run. You're going to see the quarterbacks come off the board early. You're going to have, listen, all four of the ton of the board by pick number five. All of them. Levis Richardson, Young Stroud, they're all gone by five. Then you've got to start having, all right, if you got a Matt Ryan, a Jared Goff, a Matt Stafford, right? Like a quarterback that is absolutely capable of getting it there if you've got the cast around them, then the next group of guys you need are O-linemen, which we saw last year, a big O-line run. O-linemen and wide receivers. So I've got a run of wide receivers.
I would throw in some edge rushers in there too.
Yeah, and again, that's why Will Anderson and Jalen Carter are both coming off the board. Both of those guys will be gone by six. right? Your top four, I can go ahead and tell you right now what the top four picks are. Stroud, Young, Anderson, Levis, Richardson, and Carter. Those are your top six picks. The order might be jumbled up a bit. We might see one, maybe at most two more draft moves that impact the top six picks. But I'm calling the shot. Your top six picks are going to see all four QBs, Anderson and Carter, off the board. Four quarterbacks, two defensive edge rushers slash interior linemen that are just monsters. Because that's the direction you're going in. Let's see here. Texas said the Panthers trade is almost like an impractical Joker skit. Hey, David, trade away four picks and your best wide receiver to move up eight picks for an unknown quarterback.
First of all, Texer, I'm sorry you had a bad weekend. Second of all, I don't believe you. I think you're a troll. And if I'm wrong, what team do you pull for? Because it's not the Panthers. Because that's just it's an unrealistic text. You are a doomsayer. Was a trade.
Let's go with this. CJ Stroud put it together at Ohio State. Real good year. Real good year. Very close to knocking off Georgia in the semifinal.
Very close. A bad kick away. I mean, come on. The worst kick in human history. It was a bad kick.
It was pretty bad. But the counter to that argument, because I think it's only fair in these types of discussions to genuinely approach the conversation from both sides of the argument here, is that he's also, much like Justin Fields, been surrounded with superior talent, right? And at that position, but really anywhere, anything you do ever, if you are surrounded by superior talent, you are by default going to look better than other guys of similar skill sets.
But can't you say that about anybody who comes out of Alabama?
I can say that about anybody who does any job anywhere ever, right? If Rob Brown,
I don't know. I wish you guys would do better around here to make me look better, because it's not happening today.
See, that's the problem with being a great offensive lineman, Lonzo. You make guys like me look better, and you never get the press for it, right? Except when I say thanks, because I am as humble as I am good looking.
I really appreciate you, Rob. Thank you.
If you put Rob with any old producer, the show's going to be good. You stick him with Lonzo, they're going to win South Carolina Broadcaster Association Sports Talk Radio Program of the Year Awards. We the ones. All right? So, yes, the argument that C.J. Stroud is very good, but he's also been surrounded with redonk levels of talent, is an argument of, can he do it at the next level without a guy like a D.J. Moore there as a clear number one wide receiver?
All right, there's a thing, and I get the text line. I think if C.J. Stroud came from any other school than Ohio State, successful because Ohio State quarterbacks – historically have not done that well in the NFL. And there's an opportunity now for a couple of them to start to excel. Receivers do well. Defensive guys do well out of Ohio State. Offensive linemen are everywhere. But quarterbacks have classically struggled. And here's the opportunity for a couple guys to start doing well.
Okay. Because a guy comes from X and X has a reputation of Y, doesn't mean that guy X is going to have
X
reputation.
X is going to do it for you, though. So, I mean, you know.
So, that being said, the DMX threw me off for a second. That being said, I'm not going to not take C.J. Stroud because he's a Buckeye and Buckeye quarterbacks have historically not panned out, though that is a true statement. I'm not going to not draft him because of Buckeye sentiment. This is just guys that come out of that program at that position historically have not panned out, right? So I don't know if Carolina jumped because they see C.J. Stroud as an upgraded Justin Fields, because they see Bryce Young and go, we don't care if he's short, so is Drew Brees. He's got numbers. Or if, like I said, they're just so high on Anthony Richardson and Number one was the only pick inside the top four that was available. Indy's not going backwards. Houston's not going backwards. The only team that theoretically might be is Arizona, but there has not even been a smokescreen. So the only pick available was number one. Now, might that change on draft day? Might the Indianapolis Colts go, okay, we're screwed now, right? We know Houston is taking whoever is left between Young and Stroud at number two. And if we want to get one of the other guys, because we do not want to gamble on the development of Will Levis or Anthony Richardson, we got to get to one. And Carolina goes, sure thing, partners. But what you're going to do is you're going to send us your number one pick next year, or your number two pick this year and next year, whatever it's going to be, because we've got to go find a wide receiver now, right? I don't know. The most like the Occam's razor solution here is that Carolina takes younger Stroud. That's the solution that makes the most sense and utilizes the fewest assumptions.
I just looked it up because I was curious. The internet says that Kyler Murray is 5'10". So Bryce Young is a quarter inch, I think, taller than.
Yep.
And if you look at how small Kyler Murray looks and how hurt he is all the time. I know Bryce Young is a.
Bryce, respect to Kyler Murray, but he seems to be a much less ego-driven guy, and he seems to be a much more cerebral quarterback.
If you were that good at Call of Duty, you'd be cocky too.
Yes, I suck at Call of Duty. As Joey B can attest on the stream, I am a mound of hot garbage at that game. The only reason my friends still invite me is because I'm funny. That's it. It's the only reason to keep me. The rightful move here is to take Stroud or Young. I'll let you decide which one you want. Lonzo's all in rolling with CJ Stroud. I am simply saying do not be wildly shocked and surprised if the Cats move back from 1 to 4 with Indy in order to take Anthony Richardson and get something back for the move they made to get to where Chicago is. Chicago was going to get more, and Chicago needed a number one wide receiver. Indianapolis did not have one available. Carolina did. Why would Chicago move from 1 to 9 instead of 1 to 4? If they both had offers on the table, the answer is Carolina had to put up a number one wide receiver, and DJ Moore was the only one available. So now they get a number one wide receiver.
All right, real quick, because we do need to go to break. The Cleveland Browns have restructured their quarterback's contract to free up some room.
Kind of had to.
Yeah, I don't think that's breaking news.
Yeah, not at all.
So,
and it won't be the last time it happens either.
You think maybe how he played last year may have something to do with it? I don't know.
Let's see. Joey B says Panthers can't trade out of number one. They have no leverage in the trade and will get back far less than they gave up to move up. Any move back now would make them look really incompetent. I don't know if I fully agree with that, Joey B, right? If you still end up with Anthony Richardson as a project quarterback, and you could still end up, it's a two-fold move.
I'm laughing at his other comment, but every party needs a bard for the vibes.
He described my Call of Duty game as, quote, the polite word is liability, but every party needs a bard for the vibes. Yeah, that's me. That's literally my job. Inspiration for everybody. Back after this to wrap up hour number one of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He means, well, at least I'm not as bad as, would you have mentioned it if I hadn't said something?
Let's talk about the time change, shall we? I don't know, man. It's
I didn't notice.
I mean, nothing changed for Lonzo. He gets home, locks himself in the bat cave where sunlight is the enemy, and never.
But you're pretty accurate on that, by the way.
That wasn't a joke.
I got the blue LEDs going. Yeah, we're good. We're good. You know, I don't know about what time you got to bed Saturday night, but thanks to time change, it was 3 a.m.
I'll tell you what time I got to bed.
It's the first time I've been up at 3 a.m. since the first time we played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, So we played a little Ray D&D on Saturday night.
Still not saying it.
I got back to the house. I got home, took a shower, got the PJs on, hit the bed. The lady friend wakes up. She's like, 2:45, kind of late, huh? Look, it's not 2:45. It's 1:40. Oh, damn. Whoops. Forgot about that. Listen, I don't need to go ham on complaining about the time change because you all agree with me, all right? The way the clock is right now, let's just leave it that way forever, all right? It's good. It's fine. Just leave it the way it is now. We don't need to be jolting the clock back and forth twice a year.
I just, you know, I think I have the bro approach, bro. Things are how they are.
Time's not real, dude.
Right. Neither are
it's
birds.
Just how we perceive the universe, bro. We're the universe experiencing itself, dude. It's just like, think about it, bro.
Everything you just said is very accurate.
Yeah, man. You know how, like, yesterday it was like 1 o'clock, dude? Did you know that today, like, totally also has a 1 o'clock, bro?
Bro.
Whoa. Far out, man.
Do stoners still say far out?
I don't know, dude.
Okay. I mean, because, you know.
I mean, I still say far out, bro. Righteous.
I don't think you've ever truly said far out ever in your entire life as an exclamation.
Far out, bro. I will now. I start today. Today's a new day. Yes, it is.
But see, you can't bro. Do it. Your hair's too short.
That's just like your judgment call, dude.
It is my judgment call. You cannot bro out without some locks.
Like, I respect you, bro, but, like, that's messed up.
How come you say, like, totally Kyle?
Dude.
Do you get the reference?
I don't, dude.
Okay, it's a Nickelodeon thing. Amanda Bynes. The Amanda Show. That's what it was.
I don't know, dude.
Some of our demographic will get it.
Must have missed that one, bro. All right. My righteous dudes and dudettes.
Righteous!
We gotta take a break, dude.
Hear that? That was my skull.
When we come back, dude, there's like college basketball, dude. It's like a bracket, which is like when some teams like totally play some other teams, and then the teams that win play some other teams that win. It's pretty gnarly, dude. All right, bro. All right, we're back after this. That's dumb. I'm going to stop on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.